This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. As gardeners thumb through seed catalogs, K-State horticulturist Ward Upham encourages them to do some research and planning for the vegetable garden before they purchase seed. Ward, not a lot we can do except really plan for the next growing season. And that's what we want to focus on today, is just getting ready, and that involves purchasing seed.
Yeah, if you're talking about vegetable gardening, that's one of the things you really need to look at. And so January is usually a pretty cold and dreary month, but you're starting to get those garden catalogs. And so that's a good use of this time, is to plan out what you're going to do for the vegetable garden.
So really we need to make sure whether we're going to keep things the same, or are we going to enlarge the garden or make it smaller even?
Yeah, so if you haven't done a vegetable garden before, the best advice I can give is to start small. It's easy to get way too much in that you're not ready to take care of when it gets hot and dry during the summer. And so what I would suggest is maybe 100 square feet if you're just getting started. If you've done this before, you know about how much you can handle. Just be realistic on what you can take care of.
We also need to know what varieties we want to go with.
Yeah, so what to plant. Choose vegetables you're actually going to eat. Because a lot of times you look through those garden catalogs and something looks really good and you don't stop to think, would I actually eat that? And so choose things you're going to eat and then try to use some recommended varieties. Kansas is a difficult place to grow just about anything. So what you need to do is find varieties that have worked for other people. Now, we do have a publication. It's called the Recommended Vegetable Varieties Pub. And you can find that just by doing a search on Recommended Vegetable Varieties Kansas State University, and it'll pop right up. That gives you what we suggest. Now, it's also a good idea to talk to neighbors that also garden, and a good idea to talk to garden center personnel, because they've been around long enough, they've got a lot of feedback, and they can make some good recommendations as well. So at least start there. And then if you want to try something new, fine. But you're going to have a greater chance of success if you start with something that's already proven itself.
I guess we also have to keep in mind just how much area is needed for what we decide we want to grow.
That's right. We have another publication. It's called the Vegetable Garden Planting Guide. It's only 4 pages long, and yet it has a tremendous amount of information in those 4 pages. It gives you information on how much to plant per person, and then expected yield per 10 feet of row, the days to first harvest, plants or seeds needed for 10 foot of row, days to germinate, optimum temperature for germination, suggested depth of planting, average spacing within row, average spacing between rows, suggested planting dates, approximate time of harvest, common garden problems with possible causes and corrective measures, and general tips for success. That's an awful lot of information in a very short publication. Now, you can find that one again by doing a search, and do a search on Vegetable Garden Planting Guide, Kansas State University. Also, when it gives you the dates that you are to plant, it's not just for spring gardens, it's also for fall gardens. So it gives that information as well. It gives you an idea. If you want to do 2 gardens with 1 year, you can do that.
Are there any concerns over mixing certain garden vegetables? Does everything play nicely together?
Usually it does. There has been some research on companion planting. We haven't been able to find anything that really suggests that that actually works. And so you don't have to worry about planting 2 types of plants close together except for space requirements. And that's another thing to keep in mind, is some of those plants, when you're choosing them, can take up an awful lot of space. If you're getting started, do not plant pumpkins, just because they're going to take a tremendous amount of space. If you're planting things like cucumbers or muskmelon or things like that, there are varieties that are bush type. In other words, they take up less space than what you would normally expect. And if you want even more detail, we have a very large publication called the Kansas Garden Guide. The Garden Planting Guide is only 4 pages. The Kansas Garden Guide is 80. And so it gives an awful lot more information. Now, you can download a PDF copy for free. If you want to order a copy, you can get hard copy, and it's $14.75. And so you can get a hard copy of that, and that gives you a whole lot more information. Covers individual crops and all the information you need to grow them well.
That's K-State horticulturist Ward Upham with information on preparing and planning for the vegetable garden. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.